This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be watching from. I'm your host, Danielle Friedman. Well, let's take a moment to introduce ourselves. Mike, why don't you go first?
Sure. My name's Mike Cammon. I'm based in Cincinnati, Ohio. I've been doing immigration law for over 30 years. Happy to be here.
All right. Thanks. We'll turn to Chris next.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Good morning. Chris Masillo here, Masillo Unkenholt. I've been doing this since the late 1990s. And looking forward to our monthly call.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chris and Mike, for being here today. We always appreciate your expertise and advice. Okay. So Chris and Mike, let's start with what happened for May, or I suppose what didn't necessarily happen, but we'll get into that. Mike, let's start with you. What happened for the May visa bulletin?
Basically nothing. We had movement of a couple of weeks in the India EB3 category. And other than that, everything stayed the same. So status quo. Now, that wasn't terribly surprising because as we've seen the last couple of years, the movement seems to be quarterly on the final action date chart. So we weren't terribly surprised, but disappointed is still fair because we still need a few more months of movement just to get to the date for filing chart that was established back in October. But basically, as of right now, just status quo.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. So status quo for now, which maybe wasn't super surprising to everybody, but definitely felt a bit disappointing. I think we were all hoping for some movement, but hopefully we will see some movement as we progress throughout the year. So Chris, can you give us your best thoughts on what you think the rest of the year is going to look like?
Yeah, I think anyone who's hoping for some dramatic change in the processing times, the visa bulletin, is unfortunately going to be disappointed. I think, you know, here we are in mid-April. We just had the May visa bulletin. Four left, June, July, August, and September. You know, my guess is that at best we'll just see a few weeks movement in aggregate over all of that time. And unfortunately, I think that's probably where what's going to happen the rest of the fiscal year.
Okay, so just to clarify, so the fiscal year starts in October. So that's why we say there's just a few more months. Okay. Mike, what about you? Any thoughts on predictions for what the rest of the year might look like?
Well, we're going to reverse roles here because normally Chris is more optimistic and I'm the pessimist, but he already gave you only a couple of weeks through the rest of the fiscal year. So I'm going to go the other direction and I'm going to say we're going to get up to March 1st, 2023, which gets us 2 months. But if I were putting money on this, I'd be betting on Chris's side.
Well, we like an optimist. You never know.
Right.
You never know. So let's say we get a couple more weeks between now and the rest of the year. What are you both thinking will happen come October when the year resets? Or is that anybody's guess? Chris,
I think it's anybody's guess. The October one's always important because as Mike just alluded to, we all get focused on that dates of filing chart, on the final action chart, which is, of course, the most important chart. But the second chart, the dates of filing, is a bit of a crystal ball into the future. Mike, for instance, is thinking maybe there's a chance that it moves up to March 1st, 2023. I guess I wouldn't be wildly surprised on that, but as Mike said, I'd bet the under on it. I'm thinking, you know, just a few more weeks for the remainder of the fiscal year. Why the October one's important is because that dates of filing chart will surely not be for the EB3 March of 2023. It will be some point into the future. This year, if we go back and we look at what the October chart was, which we can do. If we look at what the October 2024 visa bulletin chart was, just so that everybody can get a bit of perspective, we were at on the final action chart, we were in November 15th of 2022, which means the entirety of this fiscal year until now, which is October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. It has moved from 15 November 22 to January 1, 2023. So in aggregate, it's only moved 6 weeks. You know, so that obviously isn't a great marker. And when we look at that October 2024 chart, it was 15 November, and the dates of filing chart was March 1st, 2023. So what that tells us is over the course of this fiscal year, and we're two-thirds of the way through the fiscal year, believe it or not, almost two-thirds, a little more than half, let's say, through the fiscal year, you know, it's moved less than half of that November 15th to March 1st, that aggregate roughly 100-day period. And so, you know, if we were to extrapolate and say that that's what we're going to see next year, even if Mike's correct, and I certainly hope he is, that we end this year roughly March 1st, 2023, we still might not expect that dates of filing chart to be more than, you know, 100 days. You know, so that'd be something like July, August of 2023 would be the dates of filing chart, and the final action chart would be, you know, wherever it is, February or March of 2023, maybe even not quite as good if you're more of a pessimist on this. So, putting all that together, you know, I would think that the October one will be roughly where this year ends. So I'm going to say something like February 2023, whether that's February 1st or February 20th or February 28th. You know, that level of precision, anybody who claims to have any idea, including anybody who works at the State Department for that matter, is just fooling themselves. So, you know, we have to speak in broader terms. But what will be more interesting, I think, to people who really look at this, like Mike and I, is whether that dates of filing is only 100 days into the future, which again would be something like June or July or maybe August of 2023, or whether it goes, you know, into 2024, which is candidly what it's been doing in all years up until this year.
Okay, very interesting.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
Mike, same question to you. And can you maybe explain why this is even happening? You know, I'm sure a lot of people are kind of watching and feeling like, why is this happening? What is it, just the demand is higher than the supply? Is that what it really is?
Yeah, it's honestly that simple. We use the term retrogression all the time, but the idea is simply that the supply is X number, and it's a much smaller number than the demand. And the demand is higher, which then forms a line. And the line or the queue is what we refer to as retrogression. So as long as the demand in the U.S. stays high, and the supply stays the same, which it has for years, then we're going to see these lines. The lines that we see now, we didn't see for a couple years due to the COVID situation and its effect on family-based visas. And then there have been a few other times in history relative to when the demand went way down, say following the 2008-2009 depression, recession, whatever you want to call it. Historically, the line has been where it is now, two and a half, you know, running into the neighborhood of 3 years, kind of a line. And until most of us believe that the demand in the U.S. is not going to change, if anything, the demand is going to continue to increase as people get older. Not me, but other people get older, need more care. And as we have continued retirements in the industry that the demand, at least for RNs, is going to continue to be strong. So unless the supply has changed, and the supply hasn't been changed in many years, then we're going to continue to see this. There's obviously efforts to change on the supply side by increasing the visa numbers or by doing other things that have the same practical effect as increasing the visa numbers, exempting visas and things like that. The climate for immigration, pro-immigration relief here in the U.S. Is, let's just say, not good right now. So anything imminent is probably not very likely.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that might feel a bit negative and a bit anxiety ridden, because I can imagine you're sitting, you're wanting to come, and you're feeling like, why is there no movement? But there's a couple of takeaways that I'm taking from what Chris and Mike have said that I just want to hone in on. Number one, this has happened before. So Chris and Mike have experience with retrogression, as do we at AMN Healthcare. We know how to handle it. We know how to get you through it. And retrogression doesn't mean that you cannot come. It just means a delay. So it just might take a little bit longer than what you were seeing during COVID times, but not necessarily longer than what was really normal before COVID times. And the other thing is that the demand is still there. There is still a huge need for nurses. You know, I woke up this morning and I saw this article in Becker's, 40% of nurses eye exit by 2029. There is still going to be a huge demand. There's predicted huge shortages by 2030. So if this is still a dream for you, pursue it. Now is your time. Get your place in line. Get your priority date. Get started. So those were some of the takeaways I was taking from what you were both saying.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.